What's up, beloved? Welcome back to another episode. I have just a few updates for you and maybe some other random points that we may cover in this episode, but most importantly, as far as the times of prayer. So we introduced this last year in TPR 260, Structured Spiritual Sacrifices, and TPR 265, Hours of Prayer. And in the time since, I've just been writing in some of these episode descriptions the hours and times of prayer, the spiritual sacrifices through the High Priest Yahusha HaMashiach. And so you will see in this episode description the times of prayer written as usual, but you will also see a link in this episode description to a spreadsheet that I've created on Google Drive with the hours of prayer written in the spreadsheet. And so we started this back, those episodes were in November of last year, introducing the times of prayer, the spiritual sacrifices, the hours of prayer. And in the time since, we've now observed about 5 different months of times of prayer throughout the 12-month year. So in the spreadsheet, you'll see that I've already filled in months 1, which we are in right now, the first month of the year, glory and praise to the Most High, hallelujah. You'll see the times of prayer for the first month. And then from when we started last year, around November, around the 9th month, 10th month, 11th month, and 12th month, those times of prayer, which you've already observed and documented and noted in some of these episode descriptions, I've written down in the episode, in link in this episode description to the spreadsheet. I've written those times of prayer in the spreadsheet. And then for the remaining 7 months of the year, month 2, month 3, month 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8, Yah willing, as the year progresses on and I make the observations about those times of prayer, I will fill it into the spreadsheet, Most High willing. And then at the conclusion of those months, we will have an entire spreadsheet for the entire year, each month, the approximate times of prayer, the spiritual sacrifices through the High Priest Yahusha HaMashiach. And as mentioned before, I'm out on the East Coast, so this is Eastern Standard Time. I'm out in New Jersey as far as these times of prayer. And if you missed those episodes I mentioned, TPR 260, Structured Spiritual Sacrifices, TPR 265, Hours of Prayer, definitely listen to those episodes of how we arrived at this point, observing the times and the hours of prayer, and also the importance of it as well. Because I can definitely say, and others would agree that have been keeping the times and hours of prayer with me, glory and praise of the Most High, there is a great significance and importance with the Most High's angels being locked in around the times of prayer. The Most High himself, his ears are open to our prayers around the times of prayer. These are scriptures and things that we covered in TPR 265, Hours of Prayer. And I can definitively say, and others can say as well, the testimony that we've seen the Most High's angels working. We've seen miracles. We've seen answered prayers. We've seen power in the times and hours of prayer, glory and praise of the Most High. So this is not something to sleep on. This is actually what I believe a very important part of our walks, our daily walks as believers in the Most High, believers in Yah. And also to go along with that, I mentioned in my last episode about viewing this walk as a whole. And I even gave the example, the analogy, as if it was a course. And I said how the feast days and the set apart days are really only, there's less than 100 set apart days in the whole year, and there's 364 days in a year. So the feast days and the set apart days are literally less than 1/3 of the entire year. And I said in the last episode, TPR 303, end times, I said, how is the rest of your walk going outside of the feast days and the set apart days? And this is a perfect example, is the Sabbath happens once a week. The set apart days and the feast days, you know, happen about 1/3 of the year. But what we can do to improve our walk and to be there for the Most High, Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of the Most High and his righteousness, and all those things will be added unto you. What we can do to seek the Most High first and to put the Most High first in our day-to-day daily walks is to be there for the daily prayers, three times a day, the prayers, which we covered in TPR 260, 265, and in the time since. So definitely start with those episodes. There's importance, there's power. And like I said, you know, a lot of people online talk about keeping the Sabbath. A lot of people online talk about keeping the feast days. But how many people online are like, those are days where we should be showing up for the Most High, showing up for His Sabbath, right? Being in the presence of the Most High on the Sabbath, showing up on the feast days, right? Those are important, glory and praise of the Most High. But how many people online are talking about showing up for the Most High every single day, multiple times per day at the hours of prayer? He's expecting us to show up there. And we covered those scriptures in TPR 265. He's expecting us there, not just on the feast days, not just on the Sabbath, but that's something we could be doing literally every day, to show up and be there for the Most High, putting Him first. And we explained all of that in the episodes I mentioned, 265, hours of prayer specifically. And I mentioned in TPR 260, structured spiritual sacrifices, how I am observing these times of prayer, like making the notes about when they are, when the third hour, when the sixth hour, when the ninth hour are throughout the day. I told you the tool of how I'm doing it. And that's why I'm creating, why I've created this spreadsheet and I'm sharing it with you. So if you do not have that tool that I mentioned, you can still have some idea in the approximate times of prayer throughout the year, so that if and when the time comes when this podcast TPR is not there, you don't have me updating monthly the times of prayer, you can reference this spreadsheet and have a whole year's worth, because the sun travels on its same circuit throughout the year. So each year after year, the times of prayer in these months that I have listed are going to be around the same exact times every single year. Yes, they're just approximate, but if you want to know when the times of prayer are, you, Most High willing, we make it back to November of this year, we will then have come full circle in a full year observing each month the times of prayer. And you can then screenshot or print out this spreadsheet and have it, so that when this, if and when this podcast is not here, you know, all right, we're in the fourth month, this is when the time of prayer is. You can at least have an idea, an approximation, because I made notes all throughout this year, glory and praise of the Most High, hallelujah. So that is the purpose for it. So if I were you, I would definitely already screenshot the months that we've already noted. And if you want, you can even print the spreadsheet now and just fill in, handwrite each month as we make the observations. You could just fill it in for yourself. But right now you already have 5 out of the 12 months noted in that spreadsheet. Or you could just keep waiting, Most High willing, that we make it until November to do a full year and print it out then. But if I were you, I would really take note about these times of prayer and have at least the screenshots or have it printed out, because there is importance. And like I said, the scriptures tell us there's importance, and I've seen in my own life miracles. I've seen the Most High answering, glory and praise to Him. This is something that we could do to show up every single day, multiple times per day, to show up for the Most High. Like I said, the Sabbath is only once a week. The feast days are only 1/3 of the year. But this is multiple times daily that we could be there showing up for the Most High, and He will reward you and give it back to you. If you show up for Him for the times of prayer, He will show up for you in times of affliction when you need it, for blessings, for strength, for answers, for understanding, for peace. Praise and glory to the Most High forever and ever. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. And so the link to the spreadsheet is in this episode description. Most likely, I'll be writing out the times of prayer in this episode description like I have been doing. And then at the bottom is where the link to the spreadsheet will be. Another place that you can reference the spreadsheet is in my Linktree, which is linktree.com/WilsonRyan__. That has all my relevant links in there. That link is also written in just like the podcast description for TPR, not an episode description, but just the description for the series in general, the podcast series in general, TPR. My Linktree is written in there, but just remember, it's linktree.com/WilsonRyan_. And I'm looking at it right now. All the relevant links are in there. I'll just run through them right now. We have the link to the Sefer, which is the version of scripture that we read from on this series. We have the link to the Sefer. These are all in my Linktree. We have the link to the Sefer. We have the link to the calendar, the 364-day solar calendar, right? So like I said, We're incorporating it all, glory to the Most High. We have the calendar that we've been on. This is now going on my third year of being on the 364-day solar calendar. I explained more about why this is a perfect year to get on this calendar in my last episode, 303. So if you missed last episode, it was a long one, a lot of information in there, but especially in the beginning part of the episode, speaking about the calendar and why this is a great year to get on the calendar. So if you missed last episode, listen to it. If you're still not convinced, this is a great year to try out the 364-day solar calendar. You can hear more about that in my last episode, but see, we're getting on the calendar, keeping the Shabbat, keeping the feast days, keeping the set apart days, and now also incorporating the times and hours of prayer, the spiritual sacrifices through Yahushua HaMashiach. It's all coming together, glory and praise of the Most High. So in my link tree, we have the link to the Sefer. We have the link to the calendar. We have the link to the spreadsheet for the hours of prayer, spiritual sacrifices. We have a link to my email, which the way to reach me is by email pod.tpr@gmail.com. You can click this link in the link tree where it says email, and it'll bring up like a message box. You could send me an anonymous email, but if you do that, I can't reply back to you. I don't know who's sending it, but it will also give you the option to put your name and email address so I could then reach back out to you, but it's not even necessary. If you want it to be anonymous, you can do that, like I mentioned before, but if you want me to get back to you, you got to put a name and or email address so I know who it is. So you could see that in my link tree. Then you have just the link to this podcast in general, you know, the link to my YouTube channel, the link to my Instagram, which I'm not active on currently, like I spoke about at the end of last year, the link to the Sefer Abridged Edition free app. I put the link to the iPhone app, but you could get it on the Google Store as well. If you have an Android, that's the Sefer Abridged Edition free app. I recommend everybody get that. It's a free app, literally free. And then finally, there's a link to schedule a phone call with me, which I spoke about in the first episode of this season, season 6 of TPR, episode 272, the season 6 intro. So those are all the links in my link tree, linktree.com/WilsonRyan__. So if you ever need to access the times of prayer or any of those relevant links that I just mentioned, they're in my link tree currently. They should be there. So, you know, things that I mentioned are listed in that link tree. So definitely make use of that. And that's also written in the podcast series description for TPR as well. Now, another piece of important information that I'll give to y'all as well is, so I just mentioned about my email. So, and that's a great way to reach me. If you have questions or feedback or anything you want to just talk about, send me an email, pod.tpr@gmail.com. Now, something else some of you might want to reach out to me about as well is, a lot of you found me because of the episodes that I did with Larry Johnson on this podcast series, TPR, episode 225, when I had Larry Johnson on this podcast. And then also when Larry had me on his podcast, Sight to the Blind, that episode is called Ebony and Ivory, pun intended, from the January, the beginning of 2023. When I went on Sight to the Blind. So a lot of you found me through the episodes that I did with Larry, glory and praise of the Most High. So I want to tell you guys this, you know, Larry has his current version of Sight to the Blind podcast, but I'm not sure if all of you know that Larry had a previous version of Sight to the Blind in 2020. He had the first version of Sight to the Blind podcast in 2020, and that podcast got taken down. Those episodes got deleted. So if you search for it online, you could still see the remnant, like the episode titles, and you could see the first version of his podcast from 2020, but the episodes won't play. They've been deleted, right? So I knew that that first version of Sight to the Blind in 2020 was actually what played a great part in my awakening, glory and praise of the Most High. The Most High was using Larry to help wake me up through those Sight to the Blind OG episodes in 2020. So I listened to it then in 2020 when it was happening, and then it got deleted in 2020 and the episodes were seemingly lost. But over a year ago, I was then searching for some way to find these episodes, seeing if it was at all possible to find these and be able to play these older episodes of Sight to the Blind. And long story short, I was like going down so many rabbit holes on like Instagram. This is like literally over a year ago. This is before I even had Larry on this podcast in late 22. And before I even went on Sight to the Blind in early 23, this was even before then. I was going through like Larry's like tagged photos on Instagram, going through all these rabbit holes, trying to somehow find a way if somebody had preserved these older episodes of Sight to the Blind. And I did find a person who had them downloaded and he had them in a Google Drive, but it was like a private Google Drive. You needed access to be able to see what was in it. So I reached out to him. I'm like, hey, man, I'm trying to get, you know, these older Sight to the Blind episodes with Larry. And he answered me and he's like, yeah, I got you. But he never gave me the access. And literally over. And then so that was literally in 2022, over a year ago. And he said he was going to give me access, but I never got it. And I even followed up a couple of times, never heard back. And then literally just the other day, I sent him another email and reached back out. And I was like, hey, you said before you could give me access to these episodes, like, I would really appreciate it. And he's like, oh, my bad. I thought I did. Here you go. So I finally got access to this Google Drive file with the OG 2020 Sight to the Blind episodes. So I downloaded them to my computer. I sent them to my email. It's like 24 episodes from OG 2020 Sight to the Blind, the first version of Larry's podcast. So, and it's such a throwback listening to them now, like seeing where we all have gotten to, Larry included, seeing Larry's growth from 2020 to now, knowing my own journey and where the Most High has grown me and gotten me to since. It's so trippy listening to these 2020 episodes. It's been 4 years. We covered in the last episode how everything has been coming full circle, literally 4 years later from 2020 to now, literally. So the timing, the fact that I just got the access now, literally exactly 4 years later when I really requested it almost 2 years ago in 22. The timing was just even more of a confirmation and even more mind-blowing. Praise and glory to the Most High. But hearing these episodes is trippy, honestly. So some of you that are OGs that were there in 2020, some of you have heard those episodes and may remember what I'm talking about. And I've only listened to like three out of the 24 so far, but it's literally like trippy. And some of you might have missed it. Some of you might have woke up right at like later on in 2020, because like by like the summertime, I think is when they were deleted. So if you woke up in like the second half of 2020 or you found Larry in like the second half, you might have missed the first run of Sight to the Blind. But glory and praise of the Most High, I have the episodes now. So I say all that to say this. If you would like me to forward you the email, not the Google Drive, because I created my own email thread now. And I've been forwarding it to other sincere brothers and sisters who are in the truth. Actually, just brothers. I don't think I sent it to any sisters. But I've been forwarding it to sincere brothers who I know will appreciate it and, like, you know, would like to hear those episodes. So I've already started like a forwarding thread of my own. It's not the Google Drive. It's just the email. I have all the files in there. So if you want me to forward that to you, let me know. Send me an email, pod.tpr@gmail.com. Let me know you want the Sight to the Blind episodes and I can forward it to you. So I just wanted to say that on here. And like I said, it's trippy. It's a throwback. It's nostalgic listening to these 2020 episodes from Larry's Sight to the Blind. Literally, it was crazy. And just the timing of it coming full circle was amazing. So definitely let me know if you want that, honestly. And as far as my last episode, I was using the analogy of like going full circle around a track. I said that in the last episode, 303. And just an additional point with that is like, I was thinking about that example more and more. Like when you start on a track, or when you run a lap around a track, you start and end in the same place. Where you start at the starting line and you run around the track. And then when you finish the lap, you finish in the same exact place that you started. So I was just thinking about like that imagery, and we were talking about that imagery in the last episode. And I was just thinking about that, but your perspective changes, right? Even though you start and finish in the same place, you see that scenery as you go around the track, your experience, right? So you start and end in the same place, but you get that experience, you get that scenery, you get that vision as you take the lap around the track, right? So your perspective changes, what you see changes, and you get that experience, those life lessons of what you experience when you go around the track. But ironically enough, where you start and finish is the same place. So that's literally where I'm at, quite literally in this moment, recording this podcast, putting this episode out. And we covered it in the last episode, but just so I was just thinking about that imagery to expand on what I said in the last episode. And but it's true, you know, you start and finish in the same place, but your perspective changes, your view changes as you run around the track. And it's the same thing in life, glory and praise of the Most High. So coming full circle 4 years later is crazy. The timing of receiving these Sight to the Blind episodes. Like I said, I requested access to that file in 2022, and literally close to 2 years later now in 24 is when the Most High actually did it. And I'm actually happy that it happened now, because it just made it even more trippy, even more wild, just crazy confirmations. And honestly, like, this is a side point, but going back to the times of prayer, like, I can genuinely say, and not to say that I don't know if doing the times and the hours of prayer is the reason for this, but literally glory and praise of the Most High in the time since starting these times of prayer, I can honestly say the Most High has literally answered and come through for me and provided, like, I think every battle he's brought me through, he's took me out of. Every question I had, he's given me an answer. Every confirmation I needed, he's given me one. Like, I'm telling you, there is power in these times of prayer. And other people who have been keeping the hours of prayer since we've introduced it on this podcast, brothers and sisters, have told me their testimonies and their experiences of not only possible angels being around, but miracles, answers, peace of mind. Like, I can't express that enough, that literally, and really since we get back into the hand of the Most High, he always gets us through whatever battles. He always gives us answers. He always gives us peace. But I do believe it's to another level. Like, I've been stunned and blown away in the past 5 months or so since doing the times of prayer. Like, Yah has been answering. He has been coming through, and it's in me, like, mind-blowing things, like even the Sight to the Blind thing. Like, and that's a small example of it. But that's a perfect example. And like, I can just honestly say the Most High has literally delivered me out of anything I've found myself in. He's answered the prayers. He's done miracles. Like, it's been wild. And I really do believe there is a great connection with the times of prayer. And like I said, everyone online in the possible echo chambers, they'll tell you about the Sabbath. They'll tell you about the feast days. But low key, I do believe people are sleeping on these times of prayer. And it's only by a miracle that the Most High revealed it and showed it unto us and helped us to learn and has given us a way to start keeping the times of prayer. And the fruits will speak for itself. So I don't think it's a light topic, because like I said, the Sabbath, yeah, that's once a week. The feast days, yeah, that's 1/3 of the year. But I'm telling you, beloved, there is an opportunity multiple times daily to be in the presence of the Most High, to be there showing up for him, just showing him that you're thinking of him, and you will see the dividends. I've seen it in my life. A sister has seen it in her life. Brothers have seen it in their life. There is power in the times of prayer. Praise and glory to Yah. Hallelujah. So I really encourage you to take it seriously and definitely start with TPR 260, Structured Spiritual Sacrifices. And the main event is TPR 265, Hours of Prayer. We cover scriptures. We cover the scriptures and how we arrived at this conclusion. And you could see my thought process in 260 as it was starting to be revealed to me as I started putting it together. And then now you could just see where we've gotten to since. And I'm telling you, the testimonies and the power and the fruit speak for itself. Glory and praise to Yah. So don't sleep on the times of prayer. Definitely look into it for yourself. And in this episode description, you got the link to that spreadsheet. I'm telling you, print it out. Take a screenshot of it. Understand these times of prayer. So if I'm not here telling you, you can know approximately. That's all it takes, is an approximation. You just need to approximately know the times of prayer. And we covered last episode as well, when it comes to the end times, like, I'll just repeat the point again. When it comes to the end times, right? Like, right now, when things are normal or quote unquote normal, like, okay, you might be like, oh, I don't really need, what do I need my prayers answered for? Why do I need to really be there for the Most High? But if you really need something, if the tribulation comes and there's a famine, or you need food, or you need supplies, or you need a miracle, that's when it's going to pay dividends to know the times of prayer, because it's all fun and games now. Oh, it's okay. I don't need his angels to be super locked in, or I don't need his ears to be super open to the prayers. No, that's wrong to say that or think that. Because if you really need a miracle, you are going to want to pray at a time when he can be found, when you have the best chance that the Most High will hear it and answer. Yes, he's always answering our prayers. Yes, he's always hearing our prayers. But I'm telling you, in mine and others' lives, it takes it to another level when you are showing up for the times of prayer. So that's what I encourage you, is you are going to want to, when things are crazy, you're going to want to know when the times of prayer are. You're not just going to want to say, oh, I'll just do it whenever. Like, if you really need him to answer, if you really need him to hear the prayer, you are going to want to be there and have some idea of when the times of prayer are. So that's why I'm taking this serious and created this spreadsheet. And like I said, the funny thing too was I have in my notes, like, for possible things to talk about on the podcast. And I put in my notes before, like at least a month ago or probably more, I was like, okay, when we reach November of this year, like when it's been one full year, I'll put out a podcast episode and stay and, you know, do show when all the times of prayer are for the whole year. And that's what I was planning to do, was just to update it monthly and then just wait until 1 year had passed and just say, all right, here's one full year of hours of prayer. But then recently I was like, wait, I don't even have to wait that long. I don't even know if we'll be here then. Like, I hope so, but you never know. Tomorrow's not guaranteed. We fear the Most High. We don't know what he's going to bring into our lives. So I was like, it's important for me to just put it out there now. You at least have 5 months out of the year already. So that's what I'm saying, is don't even wait till the full year has passed. Screenshot it now, print it out now, and you could just fill it in as you go, whatever. But you want to know about these times of prayer. So that's why I'm putting it out there. As well. And also, if you want, there's two particular people that, there's one sister and one brother who each month before I even put it out on the podcast, I text them the updated times of prayer. So another thing is, if you want an email or a text of the times of prayer, like I send to that brother and that sister, send me an email, pod.tpr@gmail.com. Say, Rye, I want to know about the times of prayer. Like I said, I'm going to be updating the spreadsheet, so you could just check for yourself behind the scenes if and when there's ever updates each month on the times of prayer. But if you want that text, like I send to those two other people, you got to reach out to me and let me know. So I'm trying to just put it all out there. Like I said, my link tree with all those links in there, I'm literally just trying to put it all out there for y'all, because time is short. Time is precious. It's not to scare you, but I want to encourage you guys to take up your walk for yourselves. Continue to grow. And we covered all last year about the echo chambers and social media and all this stuff. And all these people who are putting out content are actually really kind of just distracting you, or just having you very lackadaisical or going through the motions, where I'm trying to give you all of the tools of, I spoke about the tool that I'm using to get the hours of prayer. And even if you don't have, and I cover that in 260 to hear how I'm observing the times of prayer. And even if you're not going that far, I'm trying to give you the spreadsheet. I'm telling you about the calendar. I'm telling you why this is a beautiful year to try the calendar. You got to try these things, beloved. You have to start walking. You have to start growing. And I'm literally just trying to put it all out there as much as I can, to give you the tools, to give you the understanding, to give you the information that you need to seek the Most High more, to improve your walk, right? Literally, that's the point of me doing this. Truly. So that's why I'm trying to go all out. And I'm telling you, I'm here as a brother for you. Send me an email. Like, my purpose is to answer your questions. My purpose is to help you find the Most High more and to perfect your walk more. And if I can try and help you, that is why, that is literally the point of me being here on the podcast and just my presence in general. That's why I'm giving you these ways to reach out to me, whether it be email or whatever. So literally utilize it if you'd like. And we spoke more about that in the first episode of this season, season six, TPR 272, the season six intro. All right, now look, I'm not going to gatekeep the Sight to the Blind podcast episodes. If you want to reach out to me by email, like I mentioned, and I can forward you the episodes that way, we could totally do that if you'd like. But I'll give you another way to access the podcast episodes. So I'm going back and creating a new Google Drive file and uploading the podcast there. And this file won't be, you know, protected where people need to have access. It'll just be anyone with the link can access it. And so I will put that link in this episode description as well. So now there's two links in the episode description, one to the spreadsheet of the times of prayer, most important, but I'll also put the link to a new Google Drive file with the OG 2020 Sight to the Blind podcast episodes in there. So both of those links are in this episode description. All praise of the Most High. And so quickly, as I mentioned, my last episode, TPR 303, End Times, was a very long episode, over 3 hours long, covered a lot of different things, a lot of important things in that episode. And just real quickly, before I get back to scriptures and important things, just some quick darkness to expose. We were speaking about some Hollywood movies in the last episode, right? You can hear all of that. I don't even want to re-bring it up, but just a quick point. I mentioned how in one of the movies, one of the characters, there was the Black Dahlia necklace that we covered in the movies, right? I don't even want to go into details. And I mentioned how in multiple characters, they were using the one-eye symbolism with regard to the Black Dahlia necklace. And what I realized about why I believe why they were putting Illuminati one-eye symbolism with regard to the Black Dahlia necklace. And the one character says, I like it better broken. And the necklace ends up broken in a bunch of pieces. The necklace, the thing that that necklace, the Black Dahlia, is named after, and they talk about it in the movie, the Black Dahlia is named after like a murder that apparently took place years ago, the Black Dahlia necklace is named after that murder. And apparently the victim of the murder was like broken up into pieces, let's just say. Whether it's a real murder, whether it was a ritual, I don't even know what it was, but you can, that's what in the movie they confirmed, that's what the Black Dahlia was named after, that murder. And the victim of that murder was apparently broken up into pieces. That's why the character says that she likes the necklace better broken, and her hair is covering her one eye, which I covered in the last episode, Illuminati, all-seeing eye, one-eye symbolism. I pointed out about the one-eye symbolism, but I didn't explain the possible reasons of why there was one-eye symbolism, but I think that's exactly why she says, I like it better broken, because the victim of that murder that the necklace is named after was broken up into pieces, apparently, and then the necklace gets broken up into pieces, and then she says, I like it better broken, her hair covering her eye when she says that line, one eye, Illuminati, all-seeing eye symbolism. And then their two other characters hold up the necklace and cover their one eye, each of them, when they're holding up the necklace. So I do believe that's at least one of the reasons, because there always could be multiple symbolisms, multiple meanings to this dark side symbolism. But that could, I do believe that's at least one of the reasons of why they were putting Illuminati all-seeing eye symbolism on that necklace. And specifically why the character says, I like it better broken, because the victim of the murder that the necklace is named after apparently got broken up into multiple pieces, and then the necklace gets broken into multiple pieces. That's, to me, at least one of the reasons, if there's not more, of why there was one-eye Illuminati all-seeing eye symbolism on the Black Dahlia necklace, which we covered in my last episode. That's enough for Holly Weird. Yahuwah rebuke you to that darkness and wickedness and evil. And that's why I was covering why I don't even like talking about Holly Weird anymore. We covered that in the last episode, because there is all that darkness and wickedness and evil and subliminal things in these Hollywood movies. And I pointed out that there was all-seeing eye Illuminati eye references regarding that necklace in the last episode. I pointed that out, but I think that's a reason why they put that symbolism on there. So that's some darkness to expose. Like I said, Yahuwah rebuke you to that darkness and all wickedness and evil in Yahushua HaMashiach's name. And Yeah, you can hear more about that in CPR 303 End Times. My last episode covered a lot of points in there. All right. And back to scriptures. And as far as darkness, right? So if you, and this is a point that I've explained a lot of, but I'll just reiterate it again, which is what I like to call the Judith 8:6 grind. All right. And so if you read Judith 8:6, it says, and she fasted all the days of her widowhood, save the eves of the Shabbats and the Shabbats and the eves of the new months and the new months and the feasts and solemn days of the house of Yasharel. So the Judith 8:6 grind is just like it says, Judith fasted all the days of her widowhood except for the Sabbath and the day before a Sabbath, the new months and the day before a new month, and all the feast days and solemn days of the house of Yasharel. And you can hear, I have multiple episodes on fasting. The most recent one is from 2023, TPR 235, Fasting Review. And that's a great episode to listen to, Glory to the Most High, with regard to fasting, a lot of details in there. That's the Fasting Review, TPR 235. And then in previous older episodes regarding fasting, I think is when I actually mentioned the Judith 8:6 verse, but I'll just reiterate it again, the Judith 8:6 grind. So like for me, and I say about darkness, like for me, when I woke up in 2020, Glory to the Most High, when he woke me up, I realized and I saw the amount of darkness that I had just lived in for 25 years of my life. I was 25 in 2020. So I had seen all that wickedness and fornication and darkness and evil that I had lived in my life for 25 years of my life. So when the Most High woke me up, and I've explained this multiple times, when the Most High did wake me up, I realized, okay, I have a lot of work to do. I have a lot of darkness to clear away, to rebuke in Yahushua HaMashiach's name, to fast out in Yahushua HaMashiach's name. If you are going to get into fasting, literally listen to TPR 235, the Fasting Review, so many details in there. But I saw that Judith 8:6 verse in 2020, and that was essentially the format that I took for a lot of time in 2020. Like, I was putting in work spiritually. I was here on the podcast. I was reading scriptures, and I was doing things like fasting a lot, cleansing myself in the name of Yahushua HaMashiach, rebuking darkness, forsaking darkness, repenting for sins and for darkness, literally cleansing myself and turning myself over to the Most High. So I encourage you, what I like calling it, the Judith 8:6 grind. So if you have not done something like that in your walk, like, so the thing is like, I feel that even like in the Christian world, I feel like when people just like find the Most High, they start reading scriptures, I think that people think that like I said, for me, I lived 25 years of darkness, and the scriptures even say this kind can come out only by prayer and fasting. Messiah literally says this type of darkness or demon can only come out by prayer and fasting. So I think people are kind of misunderstood that once they find the Most High, I think that people think just like, oh, like I'm good, like I'm good. But if you've lived decades of darkness, even when you find the Most High and you're filled up with light, that darkness doesn't just instantaneously leave your body. You have to fast. You have to pray it out, rebuke it out, forsake it out, repent it out. In Yahushua HaMashiach's name, do all that, and it takes time. So for me, like, it's very clear cut and cut and dry of like when the Most High woke me up. Like, I can pinpoint, yeah, it was a slow and steady process all my life leading up to this point, but I can pinpoint in 2020 when the Most High literally opened up my eyes. And I even got rebaptized at the end of 2020, in September of 2020, physically rebaptized in Yahushua HaMashiach's name. And in the time before that, like, I can pinpoint when the Most High opened up my eyes, when I became born again, when I became a new creature, when I put away my old life of sin and darkness, and when I became a new creature in the Most High. Glory to Yah, hallelujah. I can pinpoint that time. So for me, when the Most High opened up my eyes in early 2020, I then got on the Judith 8-6 grind where I was literally consistently fasting in that manner, multiple days per week, putting in work, repenting, rebuking, forsaking darkness in Yahushua HaMashiach's name to be cleansed. And then culminating in September of 2020, I got physically rebaptized in Yahushua HaMashiach's name, fully giving myself to the Most High, even though I was already spiritually rebaptized in Yahushua HaMashiach's name before that, which is what really matters as well. But I can pinpoint all of those dates. And then after I got rebaptized in 2020 as well, I didn't just say, all right, I'm good now. Like, I kept continuing to fast, continuing to forsake darkness. I'm literally still forsaking darkness, still repenting, still rebuking darkness. It's, you continue to do it. But what I'm encouraging you with, beloved, is like, for me, it's very easy for me to pinpoint my old life of darkness and my new born again life in the Most High. And once I pinpointed that time, I put in a long season of fasting, right? So right now we're in the season of the feast days, the spring feast days. But once that kind of settles down, and that's exactly what I did, is like, it was going into like this, it was like over the summer, like before the fall feast days. I admit in 2020, I didn't even keep like the spring feast days because I was still super new, but it was like through the summer of 2020 was what that fasting season, that Judith 8-6 grind that I was on, and then got rebaptized in the fall, right? Started the second half of the year, and then it still continued on, but I put in a lot of work in that time. So what I'm encouraging you, beloved, going into these months after the feast days are done is, if you have not done a long season of fasting and rebuking darkness, I would encourage you to kind of get on that Judith 8-6 grind and listen to the fasting review, TPR 235. You want to be careful. You want to be safe. You don't want to push it too far. You want to know your body. But, and I explain literally the type of daily fast. You don't have to fast for 3 days straight or 4 days straight or 2 days straight. Literally, what I would do, and I covered this in 235, my type of fast that I like, but I'll go through it again for you now. But if I were you, I would think about doing a long season like this of intentionally in Yahushua HaMashiach's name, targeting, doing targeted fast, rebuking of darkness. This is how you will actually cleanse yourself and start to get ahead spiritually. Like, you guys may be asking or wondering, like, glory and praise to the Most High for any understanding that I may have, but you might be asking yourself, like, how did Rai get here? And I documented it on this podcast, but that was a big thing for me, is like cleansing that darkness and going hard, which so that I could literally make room for this new understanding or this new knowledge or wisdom, glory to the Most High, whatever he's given me. You have to make room with inside you. So if there's all that darkness in there, you're not going to have room for understanding. You're not going to be able to understand and conceptualize things. But if you clear out and get rid of all that darkness and make space, then you can be filled up with the Ruach, be filled up with light, glory to the Most High. So that's the approach that I took. And I feel like not everybody has done that. And we kind of get tricked into thinking like, oh, I found the Most High, I'm reading scriptures now. Like, yes, that helps. Yes, prayer helps. But Messiah said, this kind can come forth but by prayer and fasting only. So it'll help you to kind of differentiate in your mind, like your old life and your new life. And if it's still kind of blurring lines, like for me, it's a clear cut line. I can know literally up to the day and the moment and the time of my darkness up until that moment. And then it's literally like, okay, I'm born again, a new life, literally. And then I started fasting and did all that. So I can see it in my mind, like my old life and my new life, glory to Yah. But if for you, you haven't really gone through a clear-cut season of awakening, it might have been a slower process or whatever, then your old life is still kind of blending in with your new life. You want to kind of do a cut and dry, decisive moment of like, okay, I'm born again, and doing like a season of fasting will help you to clear away darkness, and then you'll have room for the light, have room for the Ruach, have room for understanding and stuff like that. So that's what I would encourage you to do. And I'll get to the type of fast that I like. But first, Matthew 17:21, howbeit this kind goes not out but by prayer and fasting. Mark 9:29, and he said unto them, this kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting. All right. And so, like I said, listen to TPR 235, the fasting review, but just quickly, Here's something what I think is the best way of fasting is don't go, and you can hear this in 235, like speaking about water fasting, I literally say the type of fast that I like, but what I'm saying is that Judith 8-6 grind, when it says she fasted all the days of the of her widowhood, save for the Sabbath and the day before a Sabbath, the new month and the day before a new month, and the feast days and the set apart days, solemn days of the house of Yasharel, what that means is, just say the Shabbat is on Sunday this year, right? So the Shabbat is Sunday. The day before the Shabbat is Saturday, right? So that means Monday, when you get up, because your fast starts the night before, right? So when you get up on Monday, and I literally covered this, listen to 235 to I give more details of like what you should do, what you should say, what you should pray. But when you get up on Monday, you can just fast up until like into the afternoon or to the evening and then eat dinner, refuel, right? Then the and then after you eat dinner, like you, and again, listen to 235. There's more details of how to do it, but fast up until the afternoon or the evening, then eat dinner, refuel. And then once you're done eating for the day, say a prayer that night in the name of Yahushua HaMashiach. Yah, I'm committing a fast to you in the name of Yahushua HaMashiach. Cleanse me of this darkness, this wickedness. Cleanse me and purge me in the name of Yahushua HaMashiach. I'm committing a fast now, starting it now for the next day. So you already started it Monday night. Then when you get up on Tuesday, continue the fast. When you get up Tuesday in the AM, pray again and say, Yah, I'm continuing this fast. I'm committing this fast in the name of Yahushua HaMashiach. Cleanse me of darkness in the name of Yahushua HaMashiach. I'm committing a fast. Then continue it on into the afternoon or the evening. Break the fast again with dinner and follow that format. And you don't have to do it 5 days out of the week and only not do it two. But if you do that for 2 days in a row or 3 days in a row or maybe 4 days in a row, that is what I call the Judith 8-6 grind. And you don't have to go multiple days without eating, but literally just have like one meal a day, refuel, then start the fast. And do that consistently for, like I said, some weeks you might only fast for 2 days out of the week. Some weeks you might do three or four. But that is the format of the Judith 8-6 grind, is you're not fasting on the feast days and the Sabbaths and even the day before Sabbath and stuff like that. But if you could just do multiple types of fasts like that, and they don't have to be super crazy, they don't even have to be 24 hours long, but if you just do 12 hours or 20 hours or anywhere in between, I covered all the different ranges. If you're a super baby to if you're a pro at fasting, I covered all that in the fasting review 235. Listen to that. But that is the format of the Judith 8-6 grind. And that's what I was doing in 2020, is literally the format like that. And just even if it's a couple days per week, but do this consistent fasting multiple days in a row, and you will see more progress rather than if you just once a month do like a 2 day or a 3 day fast. I don't like those long range fastings. I like consistent day to day, eat like one meal per day, and day to day, it's like a 24-hour fast, a 20-hour fast, or even less and less, or sometimes it goes a little more than 24 hours. But that's what I like, is like eating one meal per day, multiple days in a row, committing the fast in Yahushua HaMashiach's name, do it consistent throughout the week. That is what I call the Judith 8-6 grind. So if you have not done a season like that, I would encourage doing that. And it might only take a couple weeks. You will be surprised at the process. You'll be surprised at the results. A lot of people think that it's major changes that bring the big results. No, it's usually the little tiny things. A lot of times you only need a small tweak in your walk, a small detail that needs to be changed, and it goes so far for you, whether it's just switching up the calendar and getting on this 364-day solar calendar. And my episode explaining the calendar is TPR 229, Remain Set Apart. A lot of times it's just a teeny tiny small detail, small change. You just got to tweak it slightly and it will go so far and yield so many great results. A lot of times in our mind, we think, oh man, I got to go on a 40-day fast or a 30-day fast or a 3-day fast. No, no, no. Literally just fast a couple times a week for like a week or 2 weeks and you will be astounded at the results. The darkness will come out of you. Messiah said it can come out by prayer and fasting, and you don't have to go crazy. We covered in the last episode 303 with giving alms, with a lot of things. In our mind, we think of these extreme things when it comes to fasting or giving alms. You don't have to be extreme. Literally just take baby tiny steps. Small changes go astronomical with results, literally glory and praise of the Most High. And I'm telling you from experience, this is how. You're asking me, how did I get here? Glory to the Most High. 4 years later, literally coming back around the track. This is what I've learned in my journey around the track. This is the sights that I saw and the perspective change that I got. This is how I got understanding glory to the Most High, is by doing these things. I'm telling you, you don't have to go on crazy long fasts. Just do consistent fasting for multiple days per week and do that multiple weeks, and you will be surprised at how far you get in literally 2 weeks or three, you know, or less. Literally, you'll be surprised. And the results and the fruits will speak for itself, and then you can go and grow from there. So that is the Judith 8-6 grind. Literally, listen to TPR 235, the fasting review. Very super important episode. A lot of important information in there. Do not start fasting until you've heard TPR 235, the fasting review. Literally, a lot of details, more information. And as always, if you have questions about fasting or anything, let me know by email, pod.tpr@gmail.com. Send me an email. Let me know what's up. All right, so that is my encouragement for you, all right? And I'm telling you, with this walk, it's the little things that go so far. It's not the big things. It's not the huge changes. I'm telling you, it's not. It's little details that go so far. You will be astonished. A lot of times, we just need to tweak it a little bit by adding in the times of prayer, by going on a Judith 8-6 grind, by getting on the right calendar. They might seem overwhelming to you, but a lot of this faith, we got to walk by faith, not by sight. Literally, it was at the beginning of 2022 when I got on the 364 solar calendar. And it's now the beginning of 2024. So I had 22, 23, and now this is going on my third year, praise and glory to the Most High, being on this calendar. I've not wavered. I've not gotten off this calendar since I got on it. Glory and praise to the Most High. And my life and my walk has been a blessing ever since. I'm telling you, there's power in this calendar. TPR 229, remain set apart. Listen to it to understand. And even if you don't understand the calendar, you could see it in Gregorian format. The link is in my link tree to the calendar. Go to the Gregorian format and you can see from there and ask me questions along the way, but just take this leap of faith and your walk will get better. The Most High will show you that this calendar is correct. He will confirm it to you and you will see the fruits for itself. And I'm telling you, it's been a blessing ever since getting on this calendar, going on now my third year being on this calendar. And I have not wavered, glory to the Most High, and gotten off since. And it's been a blessing, just like my life has been a blessing since incorporating the times in a prayer, the hours of prayer. I'm sharing the results of what has worked for me. I'm sharing it with you all because I've seen it in my own life, and I'm trying to help you to grow and encourage you and give you the tools and show you the testimony of what has worked for me. Glory and praise to the Most High. And what I'm saying is, at the beginning of 22, when I got off, I was getting off the Saturday Sabbath and getting on the 364 solar calendar. And when I was doing that, I had to take a leap of faith. I had to walk by faith. The Saturday Sabbath was what I knew. It was what I was comfortable with. It was what I was keeping the Judith 8-6 grind in 2020. I was like, oh, I can't fast on Friday or Saturday, the day before the Sabbath. And that was what I was comfortable with. But I had to walk by faith. I had to try something. I always tell you guys that a lot of this walk is trial and error. You already know what is comfortable. You already know what might not be working for you. And trial and error will help you, beloved. I always say, you got to lift up the wrong stones in order to find the right stones. I had to keep the Saturday Sabbath so that I could find the true calendar, glory and praise of the Most High. You have to lift up those wrong stones, and it'll help. Every time you lift up the wrong stone, it's getting you closer to the correct stone. And so I had to walk by faith and trust and just try something new getting on this calendar. And my life has been a blessing ever since, going on now 3 years since then. This is the third year keeping this calendar, glory to Yah. So that's what I really encourage you to try and see for yourself. And we can't be scared to fall. We can't be scared to be wrong, but we have to allow the Most, we have to be humble, and we have to allow the Most High to guide us and to humble us and to teach us and to help us. And a lot of times it's just the small changes that go a long way, and we can't be scared to be wrong. We can't be scared to fail. We have to fear Yah, and that's it. All right. And so, like I said, for me getting on this calendar, it was a walk of faith, a leap of faith. I had to walk by faith and not by sight. And my life has been a blessing ever since. Glory and praise to Yahuwah forever and ever. Hallelujah. Amen. All praises to Yah. For real. And so some other scriptures I want to just quickly speak about as well. In Romans chapter 10, starting at line 8. But what says it? The word is nigh you, even in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if you shall confess with your mouth Adonai Yahusha and shall believe in your heart that Elohim has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto Yeshua. For the scripture says, whosoever believes on him shall not be ashamed. Right, so that's in Romans chapter 10. And I just want to draw your attention to line 9, that if you shall confess with your mouth Adonai Yahusha and shall believe in your heart that Elohim has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto Yeshua. For the scripture says, whosoever believes on him shall not be ashamed. So I just like this wordplay about if you shall believe in your heart that Elohim has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved, right? And confess with your mouth, Adonai Yahusha. So what we covered definitely at the end of last year and really kind of all throughout season 5 of TPR was like the people, the false doctrines, like in TPR 243, Enoch warning, and in subsequent episodes after that, explaining how wrong these people are that don't believe in the New Testament, that don't believe in Messiah, all those false doctrines that we rebuked in Yahusha HaMashiach's name and exposed in TPR 243, Enoch warning, and episodes after that. And I was saying multiple times, and I guess this is just one more warning about not following those people on Instagram in the echo chambers. And I mean, at this point, I don't even think majority of us should even be on Instagram at all. That's why I'm not there. And definitely not. Like, I warned many times last year. And like I said, I shouldn't even be giving this warning because I already gave a bunch of warnings. But I guess I'll say it again. Like, definitely, this is why I said the dangers of following those false, following people that are talking about those false doctrines. Even if you say to yourself, like, oh, I'm good, I don't believe that, like, I can discern through it, it's spiritual and it's subconscious. And if you're seeing people talking that blasphemy and that darkness and that wickedness, it starts chipping away at your foundation in Mashiach without you even realizing it. And this stuck out to me in line 9, that if you shall confess with your mouth Adonai Yahusha and shall believe in your heart that Elohim has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. So it's like a twofold thing. Confess with our mouth Adonai Yahusha. So people, you know, people might be saying, yeah, I believe in Messiah, I believe in Yahusha. But you also, the twofold, the second part of that is you also have to believe in your heart that Elohim has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Right? And the Most High, the Father, Elohim, Yahuwah, knows our hearts, right? He knows what we really believe in our hearts. So what I'm saying is, even if you're saying with your mouth, yes, you believe in Yahusha, and even in your heart, you're like, yeah, I believe in Yahusha. If you're saying it with your mouth, that's one thing. But then if you're following someone online who's talking blasphemy, puffed up with awful knowledge, not even knowledge, false doctrines, if you're following someone online that's talking that blasphemy, then even in your mind and in your mouth, you're like, yeah, I believe in Yahusha. But, and this is not to scare you, but it's to put the fear of Yah in you and to finally get you to stop following these people that are talking blasphemy. Even if you're saying with your mouth, yeah, you believe in Yahusha, you want to make sure that in your heart, spiritually, in your inner man, in your mind, we covered also in these episodes from last year, season 5, like in I forget what episode it was, maybe TPR 258, I think it was, or 257, around there. We were talking about these false doctrines again toward the later end of that episode. I think it's 258, but I also covered in the scriptures how when you look at the etymology of the word heart, it's talking about the mind, the inner man, the heart. It's all spiritual. So in Romans chapter 10, line 9, it says, and shall believe in your heart. So your heart is your mind, your inner man. You're spiritual in your heart that Elohim has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. So what I'm saying is when you're on Instagram, it's spiritual, it's subconscious, right? So even in your mind or with your words, you're like, I believe in Yahusha. I'm just discerning through these false doctrines. But if that darkness is subconscious, predictive programming yourself because you're taking in content of blasphemy, that is very scary because there's a twofold effect for our salvation, according to Romans 10:9. One, that we confess Yahushua with our mouth, with our words, but also believe in our hearts, in our inner man, in our minds, spiritually, in our heart, that Elohim has raised from the dead, you shall be saved. So I just wanted to point that out there. Like we covered in the last episode with Holly Weird, the predictive programming. Why do you think that the dark side puts subliminals with the all-seeing eye when they're saying, like I just mentioned, right? The all-seeing eye and Illuminati all-seeing eye symbolism. Why do they do that? It's because it's subconscious. It's spiritual. On the surface, you're like, I'm just watching this movie. But spiritually, subconsciously, they're priming your mind, priming your heart, priming your spirit, your energy, subconscious, spiritual, with the all-seeing eye, the eye, her hair covering her eye. They hold it up to their eye. One eye, Illuminati all-seeing eye symbolism. It's spiritual. It's subconscious. It's predictive programming, like we covered in last episode, 303. It's the same exact thing on Instagram, even when you're following people who are talking blasphemy and false doctrines. On the surface, you're like, oh, but I'm just discerning through this. I know it's not true. I don't believe it. But spiritually, subconsciously, in your heart, your mind, your inner man, you're still accepting that blasphemy, right? So if someone's talking, oh, they don't believe in Messiah, they don't believe in the New Testament. And on the surface, you're like, yeah, but I'm rebuking that. Like, I do believe in him. I know this is a false doctrine. But subconsciously, spiritually, when you're taking it in, it's chipping away at your foundation spiritually in Mashiach. And so you want your heart to be pure. You want to believe in your heart that Elohim raised Mashiach from the dead. But on that subconscious spiritual level, you're taking in information that's saying contrary. You're taking in false information where they're doubting it, where they're not believing that Elohim raised them from the dead. And that is scary. And that apparently has to do with salvation, being saved in Romans 10:9, that if you shall confess with your mouth Adonai Yahusha and shall believe in your heart that Elohim has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. So I wanted to, that stuck out to me. That verse was brought to my attention, glory and praise of the Most High. And I was like, that has, I'm telling you, because like I covered in those episodes last year in season 5, those false doctrines of darkness, it's not from a person. It's not just these person are like, oh, puffed up with false knowledge and false information of like, oh, we found this book that says this. These are demonic doctrines of darkness. I covered that for sure in TPR 259, Spiritual Warfare Meets Spiritual Sacrifices, or Spiritual Sacrifices Meets Spiritual Warfare, TPR 259. Listen to that episode as well, and then go right into TPR 260, Structured Spiritual Sacrifices, and go from there. But listen to TPR 259, and I was saying, this is spiritual warfare. These are doctrines of devils. These are dark side doctrines. It's not just some man-made, oh, we found this book that says this, like blah, blah, blah. No, these are demonic doctrines because demons and Satan are smart. Satan knows, and I covered this in TPR 259. I'm telling you, listen to that episode. I said, when people are in the world, in the matrix, what type of spiritual warfare works on them? Ooh, let's just distract them with a Hollywood movie and predictive programming with a Hollywood movie, or let's distract them with a rigged pro sports game or with politics or anything that gets the people in the matrix astray, right? They're running on autopilot, like I said in 259. And then once we wake up, Satan then sees, okay, that type of warfare is not going to work on them because they woke up. It's not going to work if we hit them with Holly Weird or with pro sports or politics. That stuff's not going to work for them. And then Satan says, okay, so I'll give them a different type of warfare. I'll give them warfare, predictive programming with regard to the scriptures. So I'll make them come across an Instagram account that's talking blasphemy and it thinking it has to do with scripture. Oh, they found this knowledge. Oh, it's knowledge. It's false knowledge. It's doctrines of darkness, of devils. And it's the same thing. For the people in the matrix who are watching Hollywood movies, what does Satan do? He gives them predictive programming of all-seeing eye, Illuminati eye, like I mentioned, right? To subconsciously prep their mind with darkness, with evil, with wickedness in their hearts, in their mind, in their spiritual subconscious, right? So then when we come back to the truth and we stop watching Hollywood movies, like we covered in the last episode, When we come back to the truth and we stop watching Hollywood movies, then what does Satan do? He says, I need another way to predictive program their mind because I can't do it through Hollywood. So now I'm going to do it on Instagram through somebody who they think is in the truth, but is actually talking blasphemy with false doctrines. It's the same exact thing. It's spiritual warfare. For the people in the Matrix, the Satan gives people doctrines of darkness through predictive programming, subconscious subliminals in Hollywood movies. Then when we come back to the truth, Satan can't use Hollywood anymore because we're not falling for that or not even watching that anymore. So what does he do? He says, I'll infiltrate on Instagram in the quote unquote truth community, aka the echo chambers of people puffed up and stuff like that. I'll infiltrate in there and do the same thing, prep their mind, predictive program them with subconscious subliminals, people doubting the Messiah, people doubting the New Testament, people doubting Paul and all this blasphemy and wickedness. Yahuwah rebuke you to that darkness. That's what Satan does, is he's prepping their mind again. It's a different type of spiritual warfare, and these are doctrines of darkness. Just like in Hollywood, the all-seeing eye, Illuminati eye, is a doctrine of darkness, of devils, of wickedness, of Satan. It's the same exact thing with these people doubting the New Testament, doubting Messiah. It's doctrines of darkness, wickedness, evil. It's coming from demons and Satan, spiritual warfare, dark side doctrines of darkness. It's not anything carnal. It's not anything flesh. Those people that you're seeing that are posting about it, they are just the vessels that Satan is using because they've been turned over into darkness. And I covered in TPR 259 exactly why, because they've been destined to fall off, destined to wake up first and then fall off, fall back into darkness. They are vessels for darkness. So it's not just some person that you're seeing that, oh, we found this knowledge, we found this book. It's not from a person. It's from a demon, spiritual doctrine, doctrines of darkness and wickedness. And so that is the warning for you. I said in 259, oh, I'm not going to keep warning about it. I've said it a lot. And I've rebuked these doctrines of darkness in Yahushua HaMashiach's name. Yahuwah rebuke you to that darkness. And I'm telling you, beloved, stop following people on Instagram. Just in general, that's what a lot of the theme of season 5 was, but stop following people on Instagram, definitely, who are talking blasphemy. And just in general, it's an echo chamber, it's darkness. That's why I haven't been there. And that's why I covered at the end of season 5 why I believe that part of the awakening is done. And another important thing that I'll say as well is, and I said that the last episodes of season 5 was like TPR 270, Famine of the Word, and then TPR 271, the season 5 finale, Say Less. And then in those two episodes, like, I was elaborating more on this. So if you missed those episodes, check them out. And what I said in one of those episodes, actually, I think in both of those episodes, is I said, the hedge on social media is gone. There is not a hedge anymore. That's why I'm not on Instagram anymore. That's why I'm not online or on social media like that anymore, because the hedge is gone. The spiritual hedge is gone. And that's why the teachings and the doctrines on Instagram are terrible. And like I said, those ones I just spoke about, yeah, they're demonic doctrines of darkness. But even people who do believe in Messiah, there's so many wacky false doctrines, terrible teachings. Instagram is a breeding ground for false doctrines because the spiritual hedge is not there anymore. And there's many reasons why I could speculate of why that hedge is not there anymore. But regardless of the reason, the Most High has removed the hedge from Instagram specifically and just from online in general. The spiritual hedge is not there. And I know some of you have observed the same things. And you heard my whole rant on it at the end of season 5, 270 and 271. You've heard it. I should just be saying less right now, but this is just reiterating it. I'm telling you, that spiritual hedge is gone off Instagram. That's why the teachings are terrible. And that's why it is very dangerous to even be on the platform in general, and let alone especially following people who are talking blasphemy and darkness, because there's no hedge there anymore. And you want to make sure that in your heart, in your inner man, in your spiritual, in your mind, in your heart, you are believing that Elohim has raised Yahushua from the dead so that you could be saved. Romans 10:9. I'm going to say less and read this scripture one more time. Romans 10, starting at line 8. But what says it? The word is nigh you, even in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, right? So look at that before. But what says it? The word is nigh you, even in your mouth, right? So the first part of line 9 says, if you shall confess with your mouth Adonai Yahusha, right? Then the first part of line 8, but what says it? The word is nigh you, even in your mouth and in your heart. And then the second part of line 9, and shall believe in your heart that Elohim has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved, right? But what says it? The word is nigh you, even in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. What is the word of faith? Faith in who? Yahusha HaMashiach, right? The word of faith. Yahusha HaMashiach. But what says it? The word is nigh you, even in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if you shall confess with your mouth Adonai Yahusha and shall believe in your heart that Elohim has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto Yeshua. For the scripture says, whosoever believes on him shall not be ashamed. Say less, all praise of the Most High. Adonai Yahusha HaMashiach is the Son of the Most High. He's the Son of Elohim, and Elohim has raised him from the dead. Repent for your sins in the name of Yahusha HaMashiach. Turn back to the Father Yahuwah and give all glory and praise to the Most High, the Father Yah, our Abba, our Heavenly Father, through the name of his Son, Yahusha HaMashiach, the High Priest. Hallelujah, all praises. Say less. All right. And so I'm going to finish this episode up with Psalms 133 and Psalms 134. And right before we get to that, beloved, it's a new year, praise and glory to the Most High forever and ever. This is a beautiful, perfect time to turn back to the Most High, to dedicate yourself to the Most High. That's what we have to do. This is a season of feasting coming up, a time to dedicate yourself spiritually to the Most High. If you want to know more about the feast days, check out TPR 250, TPR 251, those episodes from last year. Go from there. I gave you a bunch of episodes I referenced a bunch of episodes in this episode right here. So definitely turn back to the Most High and dedicate yourself to the Most High at the start of the year. This is a beautiful, perfect time to turn back to the Most High, to dedicate yourself to him. I gave you a bunch of different directions where you could go. Seek the Most High first. Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of the Most High and his righteousness, and all those other things will be added unto you. Seek the Most High. Pick up your walk for yourself. It's time to grow. It's time to level up. It's time to thrive into bloom. Glory to Yah, right? Let him grow you. Let him flourish you, right? So I gave you a bunch of ways, bunch of places to go right now, right? This is a beautiful time, but this is the time to dedicate ourselves to the Most High and to turn back to him, right? And use the tools that I'm giving you. Glory to Yah. It's his praise and his glory forever, but use the tools that I'm giving you. Go in the directions. If you felt led in this episode by the things that I said in the episodes I told you to go listen to, use them for reference, use the tools, but it's all to get you back to the Most High, right? Don't rely on a person. Don't rely on anybody but the Father Yahuwah and his Son Yahusha HaMashiach. Yah, rely on Yah. Be in your own world with Yah. Let them fill you up with light and with the Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit. Praise Yah forever and ever, all right? So y'all know what to do. You know what time it is. Time is precious. Time is short, but this is a blessed time. Glory to Yah. Praise Yah. Dedicate yourself to the Most High and go where he is leading you, right? I gave you a bunch of references in this episode, right? So that's where we are at currently. Most High willing, after this episode, I should have a bunch of more scripture episodes coming. I have a bunch already recorded, Yah willing. I just got to edit them up, clean them up a little bit, and put them out, Most High willing, if he allows me to. But so we should have a bunch of scripture episodes coming. Last episode was super long, over 3 hours long. This one got over an hour long. Gave you a lot of information in the last episode, a lot of information here quickly, and a lot of places where you can go, references and tools for you to use. So use them while you can. Make the most out of this time. And that's why I'm saying less out here. Y'all already know. And that's why, Most High willing, we got more scripture episodes coming. Prior to my last episode, there was a bunch of scripture episodes before that. Prep your mind, beloved, with the pureness and the word and the scriptures and the beauty of the word and the love of the Most High, right? Prep your mind with those things. That's why the scripture episodes, that's what they're for, is to, like I said, Satan is trying to prep our mind with darkness and doctrines of devils and evil. What I'm trying to prep your mind with is the word. It's written on your heart and on your mind. Glory to Yah. Listen to the scripture episodes. There's a bunch that came, you know, in this season 6 already. Praise and glory to the Most High. And Yah willing, We should have more coming up. I got them recorded. I just got to get them out there if y'all wills, if he allows, right? Tomorrow is never guaranteed, so go hard today. We don't know what the Most High is going to bring into our life, so every single day, like I said at the start of this episode with the times of prayer, link in this episode description to the spreadsheet, but with the times of prayer, that is multiple times per day, an opportunity for us to be there to the Most High, for the Most High, to put Him first, to show up and to be there for Him so that He can show up and be there for us, right? He's our Heavenly Father. He's amazing. He's mighty. He's powerful. He's the only Elohim. He's the Almighty El Shaddai. Praise Yah forever and ever. All right, this is a blessed time out here. So every single day is a new opportunity to seek the Most High. It's a new opportunity to grow. It's a new opportunity to level up. It's a time to be there for the Most High for the times of prayer. And every day is a new opportunity. Tomorrow is never guaranteed. So go hard. It's time to level up. It's time to grow. Yah willing, right? So that's what I'm going to leave you with for this episode. Peace and blessings and strength and love and faith and hope and understanding and wisdom and whatever else you desire from the Most High. I hope all of that is upon you, Yah willing, if it's in His plan, in his purpose. His will be done regardless. Let His will be done on earth as in the heavens. Praise Yahuwah through Yahusha forever and ever and evermore. Hallelujah. Amen. Be at peace, be blessed, be happy, be joyful. Faith and love, all right? And Psalms 133. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirts of his garments, as the dew of Sherman, and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. For there Yahuwah commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. Psalms 134. Behold, bless ye Yahuwah, all ye servants of Yahuwah, which by night stand in the house of Yahuwah. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless Yahuwah. Yahuwah that made heaven and earth, bless you out of Zion. Love. Amen.